Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Time now for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus, I'm just pushing the buttons, and we have the man with all of the answers to a lot of your insurance questions, Tom Sorensen, with the A-Team, Americana Insurance here in Albert Lea. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I have heard that you push a lot of buttons around people.
Yeah, some are good and some are bad, but, you know, when I push your button, it's always a good button to push.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah. And, of course, with the COVID-19 pandemic, normally Tom would come into the studio. We could sit across the sneeze guard and visit, but we have had to do it via phone line until we're allowed to have guests come back into our studio location. So, once again, we have Tom via the phone line this morning.
Well, that's right. And, folks, I just want to let you know that we got something happening that, again, is a big deal for us. We got our 2021 21st Annual Ag Summit this year, Mike.
And it'll be a little bit different.
It will. It's going to be on February 11th, and it'll start at 8:15 a.m., and it'll be a two-hour event, but because of the pandemic, it will be a virtual event, okay? So before in previous Ag Summits, we started hosting this event back, well, if it's 2021, and it was our 21st annual Ag Summit this year. Do you know what year that would have been that we started this, Mike?
Well, my Albert Lea math teacher would tell me it's year 2000.
That's exactly right. Where's your dinger there? Ding, ding, ding.
I'll correct. Just hit my forehead.
Yeah. So we've normally have done these in the last, I don't know how many years, done them at the Riverland Lecture Hall. And we have normally hosted anywhere from probably about 60 to 100 attendees, which obviously this year we cannot do. We would love to, and we normally have had continental breakfast, and it usually starts at about 8:30, and then we have lunch for our attendees afterwards. Well, unless I can figure out a way how to feed people through a virtual event, that I'm sorry to my potential attendees, that won't happen. But we do have a lot of great information. And one of those people that is going to help put this on is Debbie Schwartz. And first of all, I got to apologize because I know many, many times I have said Debbie Schwartz with a T in it, and it's Debbie Schwartz without a T. So what the heck happened to your T, Debbie?
It somehow got lost on the way on that boat from Germany to America. So somewhere lost along the way.
Yeah, you can't be doing that to me here. So Debbie, why don't you tell me what you do, where you're from, and why are you, I guess you're on the radio show today.
Sure, Tom. I work with Diversified Crop Insurance Services, which is now the new AgriSampo North America. We're proud to fly a new flag this year. But same great people, same great services, just a new name on our hat and our shirt. And we will be honored to join you at your virtual meeting and cover some of the hot crop insurance topics that are on the top of people's minds as we prepare for the 2021 sales close date.
So, Debbie, with this virtual situation in the pandemic, I have been hounding you and bothering you. You're probably, every time I send you an email, probably saying bad words about me. But anyway, you have got a lot of work that you've had on your plate this winter into the springtime. Tell me kind of what your work load is right now and what you're doing.
Sure, Tom. We're pretty busy putting together materials for all of our meetings. We are doing most of those meetings virtually this year, no different than a normal year. Most of the time we're out and about doing meetings face-to-face, but this time we are doing them virtually. So we're preparing all that material, looking at where premiums might be this year, some of the new products that are out in the marketplace, some of the existing ones, and how those all fit together, as well as where we're at for spring and prices. certainly the prices today are a little bit higher, and that's good news for the farmer perspective than they were last year, which
Absolutely.
Is going to mean higher guarantees moving forward.
Debbie,
I got to throw in my two cents, Debbie. You know, we just had some snowfall here in southern Minnesota, and maybe not a fair question to ask, but as far as moisture content, prices seem to be okay. And is moisture going to be a concern, do you think, for the farmers?
There certainly are some discussions across the country, farmers that are getting a little nervous about not having that snowpack that maybe we've had in past years. Do we have enough moisture in the ground to get the crops up and planted? I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that there's going to be enough wet stuff that happens, hopefully on the rain side as opposed to the snow side, at least for me in Illinois. But we're hoping that there is enough moisture. Certainly looking at some of those moisture drought maps across the country, there are parts of the country that do have concerns as we move into spring. So it's hard to say what has happened to the prices. I don't think anyone could have predicted that we'd be in a COVID year and seeing prices rise the way that they have with all the shakeups with the trade war with China and just all the changeover in Washington and everything else that's been happening nationwide.
And Debbie, so just to kind of we talk about, you normally would be out doing these with agents and with all the farmers face to face, but now we're going to be doing them virtual just like this. I've been doing it for 21 years, and it usually was kind of like, okay, I need to do this. But doing it virtual, even though it's almost like less work, but it seems like it's more work because we're just not familiar with doing it this way. So that's kind of the tough thing. But so let's talk about our webinar. It's going to start at 8:15, right, Debbie?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be on a little earlier than that, Tom, to get people logged in and go over the particulars and such. But yeah, we'll let folks get logged in, and we will have a lot of great topics, and you've brought in some excellent speakers to partner with us.
Yeah, and just so you know, and again, we'll get to how do you sign up for this webinar to our listeners. But if you have an email and the internet, basically you can attend this webinar. Okay, and do not worry or need to be worried about doing a webinar. There's a lot of people out there right now that are probably listening, and they're like, webinar, I don't want anything to do with that. It's actually very easy. You cannot do anything or say anything that others can hear. All the attendees will be muted, but can ask questions by just typing in questions. Your video on your computer will not be needed, so we don't need to see you. Basically, just sit back, listen, enjoy, and hear some great presentations.
And that's a key point, Tom, because there are a lot of folks that will say, boy, I'm not very good on the internet and my computer, but it's not that difficult, and you don't have to worry about buying a new set of clothes or anything. You can just sit back and listen in.
Right, and just like in the agriculture world, and it's probably no different than the regular world, you have some people that are really technology advanced, and then the next ones are, how do I turn on the computer? You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to say that. That's just the real world. So, don't hesitate to just say, oh, gal, webinar, I've never done that. It's actually very easy, folks. So
let's take our first break here, Tom, before we get into some of the topics with you and Debbie and some of the presentations on this great 2021 21st Annual Ag Summit. It's virtual. It's coming up on February 11th. We'll take our first break, and we'll kind of run through what the topics are going to be on this Ag Summit when our Insights into Insurance program continues here on KATE 1450.
This is Tom Sorensen from America Insurance Group in Elbert Lee and Wells, inviting you to sign up for our 2021 21st Annual Ag Summit being held virtually on February 11th. Join us for a two-hour webinar covering grain marketing strategies, selecting ARC versus PLC ECO crop insurance coverage that allows you to purchase up to 95% coverage. Sign up today for our Ag Summit webinar on February 11th at America Insurance Group, www.americainsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Mike White, Tom Sorensen, and Debbie Schwartz. And Debbie, maybe you can kind of go through some of the things that are going to come up on this 21st Annual Ag Summit on February the 11th.
Sure. The big topic I think that we're going to cover will be some of the crop insurance considerations. There certainly has been a lot of talk in the marketplace about the supplemental coverage option, the SCO. Also, this new product or endorsement called the Enhanced Coverage Option, or ECO. It's new and certainly is getting a lot of steam in the marketplace. We'll also take a look at some of the private products that are out in the marketplace and very popular in Tom's neck of the woods. Those do include our ARCH program called the Additional Revenue Channel, or ARCH. We also will hit on a little bit about Revenue and Yield Select, and then our Price Select policy, as well as just some of the traditional crop insurance and hail products that are out in the marketplace.
And Mike, just to let you know, that ECO, which is called Enhanced Coverage Option, it's brand new this year, okay? It is a federal crop insurance policy that they can purchase up to 95% coverage. We do have other coverages that are private product channels that have 95% coverage options, and when we say that, farmers will understand what that means, but this is a whole nother thing. So we're going to kind of show what is the difference between all those products.
And of course, not only will Debbie be presenting, she also has Barb presenting, but you've also teamed up with some other individuals to help put on this virtual Ag Summit this year, Tom.
I actually got Megan Roberts, who is the extension educator in ag business management with the University of Minnesota, and she is the one that's doing most of the presentations for the USDA FSA offices around the area, and so she's going to do a presentation on ARC versus PLC, making your 2021 Farm Bill decision. In 2018, the Farm Bill provided you, as the farmer, an opportunity to update your election status for either PLC or ARC. We will show you how things look for 2021 and beyond to help you make that decision this year, because they have to sign that up by March 15th also, along with their crop insurance, all on March 15th. They have to is the deadline to sign those things up.
And then it looks like on the agenda is some grain marketing and action indicators.
Yeah, Debbie, I'll let you tell that because that's your counterpart there.
That's right. Brooks York is going to be joining us, and perhaps his buddy Sterling Smith. I'm not sure if Sterling's going to be able to join us or not, but they will be covering grain marketing and how things look from the market standpoint. We'll also hear from Brooks about our Action Indicators app. We have a new app that's been out a little while, and it goes through and kind of highlights what's happening with the markets. And if the markets are good and you should probably take some action, you get a little text message that comes through on your phone. You don't even have to go look at the markets. You just get a quick message that says, hey, today's a good day to maybe go look at those corn indicators or look at the soybean indicators, and you might want to take some action to sell some of that grain. So a great tool. Tom can get you signed up on how to use it, but Brooks and company will go through that for us during our session.
But the key is, Mike, they have to sign up for the webinar to see that.
Yeah, so let's go.
I always say you can just have a beep of your phone and tell you to sell grain or not.
You're right. So let's go through the process time again. This is the 2021 21st Annual Ag Summit. It's virtual, February 11th, time from around 8:15. It'll start till around 10:15, may go a little longer. But how do they actually go about getting signed up, Tom?
Go right to our website, AmericanaInsurance.com. It's right on the home page. Might have to scroll down just a little bit. There's a link to click on it, and then you'll just click in there, and it'll just be a real quick sign up for you. You just have to put in your email, and then it'll turn around and send you the link to go to the webinar.
A lot of great topics, a lot of great speakers. They've put some time and effort into this. Unfortunately, Tom won't be serving any continental breakfast or any lunch, but there's going to be a lot of great information for our farming community. Again, it's February 11th, the 21st Annual Ag Summit's being done virtually. Just get a hold of Tom at Americana Insurance. You can always give him a call at 377-2000, prompt number 2 on the phone, correct?
That is correct. In these pandemic days, it's prompt number two. I hate saying that because I usually like having a live person answer the phones, but right at this moment with the remote working, that's what we're doing. And then also they can email me at insights@americainsurance.com for any questions or anything else that they need.
Debbie, as always, great talking with you. Lots of information there as well, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That'll take care of our Insights into Insurance program today here on 1450 KATE. Again, one more time, the 21st Annual Ag Summit, February 11th from 8:15 to 10:15. It is a virtual summit this year.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.